This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
She was a vampire who could never see the light of day.
He was a zombie shuffling his way through the afterlife.
Love would bring them together.
But human flesh would tear them apart.
They were doomed to be on Sci-Fi and Scream.
On Joy 94.9.
Release the beast.
Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream, and it's really is monster season. November 2013, the Monster Film Festival here in Melbourne. It's a busy time for a lot of horror and genre filmmakers to show what they've got, show their business, show their wares. And on the phone line we have the director of Foresight Killer Instinct, one of the films making its debut, I believe, in a cinema itself. And it's Duncan Cunningham. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream, Duncan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, no worries. So, Duncan, tell us a bit about yourself and, of course, what Foresight Killer Instinct is all about.
Well, I've been making movies since I was about 10 years old. Slowly progressed all the way into my 20s, continued making them and started taking them a bit more legit and trying to make them look more like a movie. So I went out and I made this film called Foresight Killer Instinct. Oh. Pretty much as this genre film, and put everything I loved in movies and mixed characters up and put them in there and made some wicked thrill ride movie.
Yeah, look, from what I've seen on the net, it's been called a YouTube sensation, being incredibly popular, a real hit. And it was even banned, is that right, before?
Yes, I put it on YouTube. It lasted about 6 months, and in that time period I got over 200,000 views.
Wow.
And then additionally it got flagged by YouTube for inappropriate content, and they took it off because I was getting about 10,000 views a week.
Wow. That must be really up there as far as something on YouTube, and it took them so long to decide to ban it. That's a bit weird.
I was actually surprised it lasted that long.
For you to be invited to be the Monster Film Festival here, held by Monster Pictures in Melbourne, were you surprised by that? Did you approach them or did they approach you?
I met the head of Monster Pictures at the Gold Coast Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke to him and told him about Foresight Killer Instinct, and he told me to send it off to him and give him a look. So he had a watch and he loved it and put it on. That was good.
And what's your influence been there? I mean, it's been called Ozploitation, part of the rebirth of that whole genre. What's your biggest influence, do you think?
Well, I pretty much liked all the old films from, like, back the late 70s, early 80s and that, where, like, Mad Max, the Australian ones, and Stone, about bikies and fist fights, and then you go up to late 80s, Jean-Claude Van Damme films with Cyborg and just running around shooting, killing, and good versus bad, evil versus evil type stuff.
So where are you based? And where did you shoot Foresight Instinct, Killer Instinct?
I'm based in Queensland in Ipswich.
Oh, right.
Pretty much it's like a bigger sort of country town. And filmed, shot around, all around Ipswich, in and around Ipswich, out in the country towns of Mudapilly, a few other places, in a nursing home as well.
Hey, so what were the locals, your neighbours and the people in your area, what do they think of you making this film?
I think the city's pretty used to me seeing our crew get it around and all that, they're not too shocked anymore. But when they see someone like covered in blood and all that sort of stuff, it's sort of bizarre. But they just go, oh no, that's just the Cunningham boys. They're making a movie again, because we've been in the paper and stuff.
Yeah.
Always try and do it legit and let the local law enforcement and that know, so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, I can understand that. So it's you and your brother. What part does he play in the making of your movies?
Brother Martin Cunningham, he plays the lead character, Glenn Parsons, aka Azrael, as a psychopathic psychic, pretty much, after he gets a bullet to the head. And he just goes around frothing at the mouth, killing all the bad guys in the movie. Part producer as well.
Family sort of affair, that's cool. Now, of course, you probably get asked this, and you have been a little bit, I'd say, lately, about your relation to Baz Luhrmann, of course. Has Baz actually seen the film?
No, I don't think he would have. I don't really think it's his thing.
Oh, well, you never know.
But you never know. He could have.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh.
I'll send him an invite, see if he'll come.
Yeah, well, look, with Foresight Killer Instinct, what are your plans with it now? What happens after the Monster Fest viewing?
Maybe it might get distributed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Someone picks it up or gets into more film festivals, hopefully.
Yep.
If not, back to the drawing board and I'll start my next film.
Now, have you got ideas for your next one?
I've always got ideas.
Yeah?
Pondering away, just trying to pick which one's plausible and which road to take and try and... I'd really like to try and make a movie with more funding than what I had.
Yeah.
And try and jump to the next level, like get up there. But it's a long road and trying to find which road to take is always the hard part.
Yeah. As far as you're obviously a fan of horror films, are there any that, you know, you can recommend at the moment? Or
the latest horror movie? I just saw the good one, The Purge. That was a really good film, and The Conjuring, and also Sinister.
Oh, look, I haven't seen Sinister, but I've heard really good things about it. The Conjuring was pretty masterful. James Wan, he's doing so well.
Yeah, great. Saw was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Insidious 2, smaller sort of release, but is doing okay as well, I think.
Yeah, I actually got a free pass to go see that. I might see it this week.
Oh, that'll be cool. So you'll be coming down for Monster Fest then, I take it, for your showing of your film on the 23rd of November?
Yeah, I'm coming down Thursday through to Monday, watching a few films and that, and see what's going on.
Have you got any films?
I've been down to Melbourne, so it should be good.
Oh, well, you'd be great. Bring an umbrella.
Yeah.
Does happen. Have you had a look at the program yourself? Are there any there that you want to see yourself? Or
maybe Stuart Simpson's film?
Chocolate Strawberry Vanilla, yeah, that looks good.
That's the one. And Murder Day?
Yeah,
on the opening night, yeah?
That's the one. It's done so well for them.
I see they got two sessions on the first night too, by the website.
That's cool.
Good on.
No, it's going to be a great lot of events there. Linda Blair is going to be in town. There's a Nightmare on Elm Street Festival or Marathon, which goes from 11:30 p.m. to about 10 a.m. the next morning. It's pretty serious.
Well,
for those who are really into that. And looks like there's a couple of panels as well. So, look, we hope to see you around there, of course, Duncan.
Yeah, I'll definitely be around.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Especially on the 23rd at 3 p.m. for my film Foresight.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct.
Well, we can say is hopefully get a lot of people to get along and see that. You're doing a Q&A as well.
Yeah, I'll introduce the film and answer any questions afterwards.
Oh, good.
If I've shocked anyone or anything, and any questions, I'll ask anything.
It looks really bloody, and that's good.
There's no making movies unless you make them bloody.
Yeah. Now, as far as the amount of blood, did you keep a watch on how much you actually use? How much did you go through? Do you think it's...
I'm not real sure, but there was one bloke on set drinking the blood, so I'm not sure how much he drunk, so...
It's obviously tasty.
It's just ice cream shopping, so
I had
to steal it off him. I said, stop drinking the blood all the time.
Yeah. Save it for the vanilla ice cream. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Chocolate Strawberry Vanilla. That does look good. There's some really good ones on the program, including your own. And it's great that it looks like you're probably the first film on that day, so at 3 o'clock.
Yep, opening for the weekend on the Saturday.
Yeah,
yep.
On the Saturday.
Second film showing in the fest.
That's good. Nice. All right, look, thank you so much for speaking to us. Just briefly today here on Sci-Fi and Scream, Duncan Cunningham, the director, creator and mastermind behind Foresight Killer Instinct. This movie is not for the faint-hearted, famous for being banned on YouTube, even though it took 6 months, and having the most hits of any gory piece, I would say, in a long time. Now, Duncan's film will be playing exclusively Saturday the 23rd of November at Nova for the Monster Festival 2013. Congratulations there, Duncan.
Right, thanks very much.
And I hope Melbourne treats you well.
Yes, I hope so too. I'm bringing down the beast incarnate.
Ooh.
Martin Cunningham as well.
Oh, you're going to bring him along. Excellent.
Release the beast.
Release the beast. Excellent. Thanks for speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you afraid of the dark? You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.